Okay, today's daf is Shkalim, daf Gimel, the second daf in Masechet Shkalim, as we continue in our trek into Talmud Yerushalmi. And we are at the top of daf Gimel, but Aleph here in Shkalim. Says the Gemara, Misaknin es hadrachim ve es harachovos. Right, one of the items that Bez Din gets involved in on the 15th of Adar, as we saw yesterday. We saw the Hashkafic thought also of the Binyan Shlomo. Why Dafka, this is all done in Adar, based on a reaction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation of Am Yisrael. So that's why Bez Din gets involved to be misaking something and do something for the Tzibur, because that's how we should react to all salvations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, misaking, they go out to pave and fix the roads, ves arachovos, ves mikvas hamayim, and all the mikvas that need to be fixed, va'osin kol tzarchei harabim, and they do all tzarchei harabim. Says the Gemara, elu hein tzarchei harabim. The following are tzarchei harabim. So, that doesn't say it in the Gemara, but if you look at the Mefarshim here, the following brisa is not about Shkalim and what is done in Adar. The following brisa, the only reason it's quoted here is because it also talks about Tzarchei Rabim, like our Mishnah, but the context of the following brisa is Chol HaMoed. Tzarchei Rabim is one of the five heterim one is allowed to be involved in, the Malacha on Chol HaMoed, and that's why it's quoted here. Before we list them, just remember the Torah quotes this. The Torah at the beginning of the Chol HaMoed quotes the poskim, that there are five heterim. We know Chol HaMoed is Moed. It is an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed, right? It's Yantif. But there are five heterim. It's quoted by all. I'll read it from the Torah. Chol HaMoed, Shein Yamim, Shebein Rishon, Shal Pesach Lishvi, Shebein Rishon, Shal Chag Lishmini. Chol HaMoed, as we know, Sukkis and Pesach. What is he emphasizing here? Maybe there is a Rambam. Again, it's probably a mistake. But in the old edition, not in the Frankel Rambams, but in the end of Sefer Ahava, where the Rambam talks about, has his sitter, so he quotes Yalla V'Yavo, and he quotes everything that you add on the different Yom Tovim, and he says, and you say on Chol HaMoed, Es Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, Es Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, Es Yom Chag HaShavuos Hazeh. So, well, Shavuos doesn't have Chol HaMoed. What does he mean? Like during the days of Tashlumin, of Shavuos, you're allowed to, it's called Chol HaMoed, you say that tefillah? So in the newer edition of the Frankel Rambam, they take out that line. It was a mistake. It wasn't in the old Kisvayats. But it came from somewhere. It's an interesting line. But either way, Lamaisa, we don't paskin there's any Chol HaMoed for Shavuos. So there's a Chol HaMoed for Pesach, for Sukkot. So what's the halacha? So the Torah Shita is Mutarin b'chol malacha min haTorah. That's the Torah. Malacha, the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Derabanan. On a Doraisa level, it's Chol. That's the Torah Shita. Because after all, the Torah says, how could they be all these heterim if it's an Issa Daraisa? That's the Shita of the Torah. That's the Shita of the Tosfos and the Rush and other Rishonim that the Beis Yosef here quotes as well. Other Rishonim argue, the Rif possibly, and the Ramba, other Rishonim say that no, Chol HaMoed, the Ran quotes, is an Issa Daraisa. Chol HaMoed, Malacha Chol HaMoed, is an Issa Daraisa. But this is one of the examples, we quoted this a couple of days ago, of Masr HaKasav L'Chachamim, that the rabbis were given the allowance to determine what the Torah means here. There's an Isser Daraisa of Malacha Chol HaMoed in certain circumstances. And where it's mutter, the Torah says it's mutter. Just because there are heterim does not mean that it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. That is the major machlokas we've shown him, whether Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Rais or an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Rabban tries to have a middle approach, where it's Latsarach HaMoed, where you need it for Yantav, it's mutter, where it's not Latsarach HaMoed. Again, try to say that it's in certain circumstances that it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. Either way, the Beis Yosef here quotes all of the Rishonim. But for our purposes, what are the heterim? So back to the Torah. The Torah says, O Malachat Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Avagav Yafidan Lo Mikroi, even though you learn that from Sukkim, Tuva, Asmachtas Ba'almaninu. Even though there are a lot of Sukkim involved, it's all Asmachtas. Aval Ikaran Enu Elami D'Rabbanan. But the Ikaris and Malachas are only Issa D'Rabbanan. Hilkach, therefore, says the Torah, Hitiru Davar Ha'avid. Number one, Pirish, Shehu Avidim Lo Yasenu, where there would be great financial loss. That is heter number one. So that probably is the basis for many in Chutz La'aretz who go to work on Chol HaMoed. If I don't go to work, I'm going to lose my job. Problem is that just means that they're not going to lose their job. It's just that they don't want to take their vacation days on Chol HaMoed. That's a serious question, serious issue, especially where the Chol HaMoed are weekdays and not weekends. So again, that's a serious issue, but one should at least ask their local Rav in terms of that. But that's number one, Davar HaAvid. Number two, Vehitiru Kol Tzarchei Rabim. That's our Braisa right here. Tzorech Rabim. Let's say the shul needs something, dachuf, and the air conditioning went out. And they need to fix it, a Chol HaMoed. So, you're allowed to. Tzorech HaMoed, Tzorechei Rabim. V'yafilu Tzorechei Yachid. Even Tzorechei Yachid or Motorim Eino Maisa Uman. That is third heter. It's not something professional. I can do it myself, and I'm not a professional. I can do it at home. Right? But basic things, like they talk about, are you allowed to get an oil change on your car in Chol HaMoed? Supposed to talk about these basic ideas. Probably not. Because the normal average person at home can't do their own oil change. It's not Tzorech Rabim. It's not Davar HaAvid. You know, wait another few. You want to take a big trip on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so do it before Yantif. Don't wait for Chol HaMoed to do it. Number three. Number four. Vehitiru called Tzorech HaMoed. So this one is a little more difficult to pin down. Tzorech HaMoed. So let's get back to that oil change. But I need it for the Moed. I want to take a big trip. So what if it's Tzorech HaMoed, but it's a Maisa Uman? How do those two fit together? So you get all the postcards. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch on each of these. This is the tour in Tav Kuf Lamed. That's the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. And then afterwards, the tour goes through each and every one, detailing what is allowed, what is not allowed. And if you look in the later postcard, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes many of the discussions, you have this heter. What's number five? Afilu bidvarim ha'asurim, hitiru bishvil ha'poal im ein lo ma'yochal. Even if any of the other four heterim don't apply, but if there's a worker who needs to put bread on the table, right, he has nothing. If he doesn't work, and if you don't pay him to do the work, he's not going to be able to have food to pay his basic necessities. So then also, that is mutter. Those are the five heterim of Chol HaMoed. And again, as we mentioned, major machlokas rishonim, whether the Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed is an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Durabanan. Okay, either way, back to the Braisa. So the Braisa quoted here is not in our context of Adar, but it's about Chol HaMoed. But we're relating the same category of Tzorech Rabim that's mentioned in our Mishnah about Chol HaMoed. So, Elain Tzorechei Rabim. What are Tzorechei Rabim? As follows. What are allowed to be done at Chol HaMoed? Done in Dinei Mamonis. Dinei Mamonis. The Dinei Nefashis. Those are Tzorechei Rabim. One is allowed to be involved in Dinim. Dinei Makos. Dinei Makos. Judging if somebody is Chayev Malkos or not. Is one allowed to inflict? Is one allowed to, you know, give Malkus on Chol HaMoed? Well, let's get back for a minute. Is one allowed to give Malkus on Shabbos? One allowed to give Malkus on Shabbos? That's an Isser in Parshas Vayakel. Besides the regular Isser of wounding on Shabbos, which could be included in the Malacha of Shechita, that we mentioned many times. The Gemara assumes that Chovel on Shabbos. Wounding on Shabbos is an Isser Daraisa. Which Malacha is it? That's a big question. That's not clear in the Gemara. There are at least three or four opinions. And then we've shown him, if I punch somebody on Shabbos, give them a black and blue mark, which malacha did I violate? Besides the Aveira of punching somebody, which is also during the week also. But which malacha did I violate on Shabbos? So some Rishonim say, oh, it's Soveya. Rashi says, I'm coloring the skin. Others say, it is Shochet. Right? That's Bali Tosva say that. Others say it's Dosh. Dosh, just like you squeeze the juice out of a fruit, I am moving the blood from where it originally was to a new place. That's the Rambam Shita. Right? Very different opinions which malacha is chovel. So what about giving, if I give somebody malchus on Shabbos? Bezit inflicts malchus. So that is the malacha of chovel. But maybe, you know, asidach halos haseh, you're allowed to do it. There's a separate isser in Parshas Vayakel that you're not allowed to be ma'anish on Shabbos. Lo savar reish b'chovel shvaseichem, included in that. So here, though, on Chol HaMoed, one is allowed to judge the case to figure out if he deserves Malkus. Viter, upodin arachin vacharamin vehekdeshos. One is allowed to be poded to redeem any of these items that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. We know the Torah tells us in Parshas Bichukosai, there are different ways that I can give money to the Beis HaMikdash. I could just say, here, I want to give this to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm makdish it. That's just regular hektish. I want to give this watch. I want to give the table. I give money to the Beis HaMikdash. That's regular hektish. Then I could go through the mechanism of arachin. I want to, you know, connect my gift to a certain person. So I say, I want to give your erich. to the Beis HaMikdash. And we know every person, male, female, and depending on age, that is, they have an Erech as determined in Parshas B'chukosai. That's another way to give money to the Beis HaMikdash. Arechin, right? The Masechet Arechin talks all about what exactly is the cutoff. What about Jews, non-Jews? What about women? What about children? All the different ages. Number two. But then there's a third way, which is probably the least famous. You can be Makdish, you can be Marech, but also you can be Machrim. What's Machrim? That's a separate way to be Makdish something. The Sefer, the Torah tells us in the Bechukosai, and I'll read it from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch notes in Parshas Bechukosai that there are, if you look in Mitzvah Shin Nun Zayin, the Sefer HaChinuch, here it is, I brought the Chinuch separately. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us that if I want to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, Ladun B'dine Charamim. I can give it as a cherem. What's a cherem? Cherem means off limits. Cherem means off limits. It also might mean a curse. Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. He put a curse on the head of anybody who violated any of his laws. But cheremim in a different context means I could give something to the Beis HaMikdash. Klomar, shekomi shehechrim davar mina chasav, stam. If anybody gives a cherem to the Beis HaMikdash, it goes. There's a machlokas tanoim. Does it go to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Kohanim? Right, I could designate. But what if I don't say anything? Or stam charamim lebedek abayis, or stam charamim lekohanim. Maybe I just want to give it to the kohanim, so I could use that lashon. So either way, that is another mechanism that is in the Torah to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. So that is what the Mishnah here, the Braisa here, is referring to. That if somebody gave something to the Beis HaMikdash, and now Bezdin needs the Beis HaMikdash needs the money, they can redeem it. They can redeem any of these on Chol HaMoed. Umashkin es hasota, and one is allowed to give to drink the sota. Mashkin es hasota without be mashkin es hasota. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this lashon of mashkin es hasota, he does not say you're mashkin es hasota chol hamoed. And the Kesef Mishnah points out because really you're mashkin es hasota every day of the year. Well, you're dafka mashkin es hasota today. Dafka, you wait all the sotas, you wait for chol hamoed, and you wait because it'll be a scene. If something happens, you want them to see it, a chol hamoed. So the Rambam's lashon is in Hilchos Sota, b'chamisha asar ba'adar, niftin bezel l'tzorchei harabim, ubotkin al haruya lishtos lahashkosa. You try to figure out who is ra'uy lishtos to be mashke them. And the Mishnah points out, umashke le'le rabbeinu, title over to botkin al haruya lishtos, di'ilu lahashkosa lo hayu ma'achrimosa. Every day. So you figure things out. Why is it good to figure things out? So we mentioned in the past, in Parsha Shir, the beautiful thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And that is, on the one hand, we think, we see Sota, we see Besechta Sota, like, what is this? This is so anti, you know, the relationship. This is destroying the relationship, literally. Right? So how is it possible? Even though we know the Gemara tells us that wherever the man that she was with, he also blows up, wherever he is. But the question is, so what, was this something positive? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, yes, it is positive. Because after all, if a man is choshed his wife, and he obviously was, because he already warned his wife, and this wife now has seclusion, has yichud with a man again, so how will this man ever trust his wife again? Right? He'll always think, maybe something happened. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I have to divorce her. I have no idea what's going on. The only way that this man will live happily ever after with his wife is if Kaviyachol Hashem himself comes down and says, nothing happened, she's innocent. So how do we do that? How do we say that that's, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodu v'atzmo going to come down? That's the Meisota. If the Meisota don't do anything, then the Meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being made that she is innocent. So that's bringing, the Meisota are bringing the couple back together in a way that it could never have happened. Okay, the Mishnah says she might have schuyos that, you know, we are delayed, but either way, he'll still be able to tell as the Mishnah there describes. Either way, mashkenes hasota, that's another one of the tzorchei rabim that are taken care of. That's the Emes Liakov there in, I think in Parshas Nasa. Viter. Visarfin es hapara. And paraduma. We take care of, we burn the paraduma on Chol HaMoed, if need be, if they run out of ashes and they need to do that on Chol HaMoed. They also do that, as we know, 9 paradumas in history, only 1 in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the rest were in times of Bayesheni. Bayesheni had a lot more paradumas than the earlier one. And the 10th one, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Parah, will be Bimos HaMashiach. So for Sarfana Sapara, the Orphan Egla Arufa, we go through the process of the Egla Arufa, the anonymous corpse that is found in between the cities, that we have to go out and be Orafe the and break the neck of the Egla. Like I mentioned in Shabbat Shuvah, the unbelievable thought of the Maharal. Maharal says, right, what do we say by Egla Arufa? There's a Kanim go of the city and say, Yadeno Lashavchu Es Adam Hazeh, we didn't kill this guy. Would we think that Tzadikim or Moshe Feistin goes out? Would we think that he had any part in the murder of this guy? Of course not. But Chazal say, we didn't let him out without Levaya. We didn't let him out without giving him Tzei De Laderach, with giving him fruit and food and drink. And again, the Maharal and Sota there in the Mems asks, still, so how does that have to connect to his murder? Because, what, if I wouldn't have given him a doggy bag, then he wouldn't have been murdered? Explains the Maharal, yes, because if you walk him out a little bit, then you're giving him the Siyata Deshmaya of a Tzibur, of more than one Jew of a Yachid. And the Siyata Deshmaya, the divine protection that a Tzibur has, ain't a doma to a Yachid. So walking a person out is an unbelievable Maisa Chesed. That's why the Rambam says in Ilchas Avel, in Perek Yudalid, that even though there are many mitzvahs, and going to a wedding, Levayas Orchim is Gedolam in Akol. That's the greatest one. He doesn't explain why. But this is the Maharal explains it. Because I'm giving him the koach of a tzibur. Tzibur doesn't mean minion. Two people. Two people already have the status of a tzibur. And therefore, says the Maharal, that's the divine protection that we have to give our guests. Good.
Don't you see this also with Yaakov and Yosef?
Yeah, exactly. That's what Yaakov and Yosef, that's what Yosef was sending to him when he sent back the Agolos. Right. And he was sending him the message. He was saying, Yaakov, you walked me a little bit. Then I went to Shechem. I remember I've had don't worry about me. I've had the Koach of the Siyata Deshmaya of the Tzibur. It's exactly the message that the Nesiv Shalom is most of that onto the Maharal in Parshas Vayigash. Okay. The orphan, Egla Arufa, the roots in Evan Ivri, and we take care of an Evan Ivri also. We do Ritzia to an Evan Ivri who decided to stay. Again, each of these we can spend much time on, but we'll continue. Umetarid Esa Mitzora. We let the Mitzora, Metar the Mitzora, we want him to be able to come back in. Umefarkin Esa Minol Me'al Gabe Hamayim. This last one has different girsos. The girso that we have is we take off the lock from the water. What does that mean? So the Rambam says here in the Pirush of Mishnayos that in the days of old they had dams by the collection of waters that they had for the Olei Regalim, and they used to open them in order to let some of the water out for people to use, and they used to close it up when they were finished with it. So here on Chol HaMoed, they needed more water, so they could open it. That's not a problem, even though maybe it was a certain type of science that you had to open it a certain way. And closing it, they didn't warrant to be machzir or something. You don't put it back in. Once you open it, you open it. That was on a Chol HaMoed. If you look in the Achronim here on the daf, the Karbana Eid and the Tiklun Chatan, they have a different girsa. They have the girsa, if you look on the top line of the Karbana Eid, Umefarkenes Amidol Me'al Gabei Ha'imum. What's an imum? An imum is like a, not a shoehorn, but Mishnayos in Shabbos also describe. Let's say in the day when they used to fashion shoes in the first place, they used to put it onto a form, and like we used to have a shoe mold that you used to keep the shoe on. So the Brisa says you could take the shoe off of the mold on Chol HaMoed, but not to put it back on, because that would be a tikkun for the shoe. And therefore, one wouldn't be able to put it back on. So that's two different pshat of exactly what this line means. So that is the Braisa about Chol HaMoed, but it's quoted here because of the parallel phrase of Tzarchei Rabim. So Taman Taninan. So now we're going to ask some questions. Over there in the Mishnah in Meseches Moed Katan, Adav Beis in Moed Katan, we learned Mashkin Beis Hashlachin Umetzaydin Alakvaros. What does the Mishnah say there? But this is somewhere about next summer. That's what Moed Katan. Mashkin Beis Hashlachin. So, in irrigated fields, you're allowed to water. Mashkin Beis Hashlachin, and Moed Katan is all about Chol HaMoed. Umetzaydin Alakvaros. And also, you could put up Tziyunim on Kvaros, on the graves. This is all about Chol HaMoed. So, Pashas, we're talking about both Chol HaMoeds, Pesach or Sukkot. So, Pesach, but says the Gemara, Lo Kvar Tzinu Me'adar, didn't we just do it a month ago? A month ago, our Mishnah says that already on the 15th of Adar, they went out and they marked all of the graves after the rainy season. So what do you mean on the 15th of Nis, on Chol HaMoed Nis, Pesach, middle of Nisan, you have to do it again? So where it says, yeah, V'tipater sheyarad shetef shel geshamim v'shatfu. There was big floods this month. There was a very late rainy season. They had tremendous floods and they needed it again. No stira, you're right, they did it on the 15th of Adar, but if need be, they would do it again. Shter Chagav was talking about the Tziyunim and Kfaris on last week's Parsha. I saw in Vaharevna, I don't have the Chashuki Chemin on Shkala. I have to check if there is one, but maybe there is one. I haven't been to the Sfarim store yet. But on the Vaharevna, which is the same kind of idea, same author, on Vayera, we're talking about, talking about Siyunim also, and Kfaris. So he says there was a case that came to him. There was a baker. There was a baker, not from baker, and he had an amazing secret recipe for bread. Secret recipe for bread. And when he died, as a monument to him, his family put the ingredients on the matzeva. On the matzeva. So now, it wasn't a secret anymore. Everybody used to come to the Beis HaKfaris to get the information, to try to learn. And then, finally, years later, one of the children were Chozer B'tshuva, and then he's realized, he's like, oy vey, people are going to my father's kever, just to get the ingredients and leave. Two questions he asked. Number one, is this Isser Hana'a min Hameis? You're not allowed to get benefit from Mace. Is this Isser Hana'a? Number one. Number two, it's a bizayin for my father. People come to him, he's just a recipe book? It's not a kever. That's what they remember him for? Those are the two questions they asked from Zilberstein. So Zilberstein said he spoke to Rav Yashav about it. And he says, number one, he says, there's no Isser Hana'a min Hameis. It's not tangible. It's not the Hana'a. We mentioned in the past, the tshuva from 80 years ago, Sui Pesach, talking about the medical school in terms of getting information from cadavers. So is that called Isser Hana'a min Hameis? So he paskes lakula there because it's information. Information is not tangible. There's always sir hanah. It's not like taking something physical min hameis. But the second issue, he says, try to convince the rest of the family, maybe to change the batseva. But if you can't, at least put a petek on the kever that says, but the family wishes that any cakes made should be lechol Shabbos Kodesh. Right? So at least it'll be l'shem mitzvah that they come. Anyway, what's we're talking about? Tziyun al kvaris. Right? That's what's mentioned here. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, "Yotzin af al hakilayim." So also they go out to kilayim on again Chol HaMoed. Lo kfar yatzu me'adar. Didn't they just go out in Adar earlier? So why dafka do they have to go out a month later? Tipater shahaisa shana afela. It was a very late blooming year. The ein hatzmachim nikarin. When they went out earlier, the growths were pretty small. So it could be that people have kilayim, but they didn't realize it. They didn't take it. They didn't uproot it. So that's why. I mean, lamaisa, there's nothing fundamentally different between the mishnas. Mishnayis. One mishnah is what is needed, and then the second mishnah is where there is still a need, where there is still a need for it. Good. Minayin litziyun. How do you know that there's a concept of putting up a tziyun for a grave? How do you know this for a marker? So you might say, what do you mean? What's, you need a source for this? What kohanim aren't allowed to go there? Right? So of course you need to mark it. So kohanim don't go there. The Gemara there still asks here for a tziyun. If you look in the first parak in Moed Katan, the same question is asked with a different words. Remez litziyun. Is there a hint? Minayin, the Mefarshim point, that sounds like a real din d'oraisa. Minayin is like, what's the makar? Remez, okay, you can say it's an asmachta. But minayin sounds like a din d'oraisa. Sounds like it. Let's continue, and then we'll talk more about that. So, first opinion is a lot of names. Rav Brechia, Rav Yaakov, Bar Damas Yaakov. B'shem Rav Chunya, Debaras Chavrin. Rav Yossi, Amrila, Rav Yaakov, Bar Acha. B'shem Rav Nechunya, Debaras Chavrin. Rav Chizkir, Buziel, Barei, Derav Chunya. Debase Chavrin. B'shem Rav Chunya, Debase Chavrin. So one of those people said in the name of those people quoted, V'tamei Tamei Yikra. As the Pasuk says by Tumas Mitzora, that he has to sit away from everybody else. We learn from here elsewhere that he has to even sit not near other Mitzorayim, and he has to call out Tamei Tamei Kedei. But here we extended and expanded to mean that even it's as if the Kever itself is screaming out, I'm Tameh, don't come near me. Kedesha tia hatuma kore lecha b'fia, as if the Tumah calls to you from its mouth, v'omeres lecha prosh, and says, go away, don't come near me. So that is day number one. Day number two.
So on that one, the first Tameh is the noun, the second is an adjective.
Right, it's unclear. It's a double lashon, and we use an extra lashon to use the, what is not the pashup shot of the pasuk. Pashup shot of the pasuk is in the context of Mitzorah, we use the extra lashon to extend it to mean the Matzeva. Number one. Number two, Reb Ila b'shem Reb Shua bar Nachman, the Avru ha'ovrim ba'aretz, this is talking about post-Melchemes Gogu Magog in Yecheskel, the Ovrim will pass in the Aretz, v'ra etzem adam, they'll see a bone of a man, ubana etz uvene etzlo tzion. They'll build a tzion, so we darshan every word of this pasuk. Etzem mikansha mitzayin in al ha'atzamos, even a bone, so you know if you find the bone, you make a mark for the atzamos. Adam mikansha mitzayin in al ha'shidra v'hagol goles, you make for a spine and a skull, which is creates tumas ohel also, that is, also we make a tzion for that. Uvenei mikansha mitzayin in al gabi evan kavua, build right there. We darshan, that means build on the earth, right there, on an evan kavua, so it's connected to the ground. Don't build on something that can move. Why? Im omer at al gabi evan tzlusha, if you build on something that can move, then af hi olechazu v'tamei mokom macher, then maybe you could roll somewhere, and then everything will be mixed up. We'll think over there is tamei, not in the real spot. So when you put down the matzeva, it's got to be in an ofen kavua. Etzlo l'makom tahara. L'makom tahara, what does that mean? It has to be next to, right, the question about what the girsa is here. You put it right next to it so that people know to stay away from it. Tziyun, mikam l'tziyun. That's how you know you have to make a tzion. Umatza, what about the following laws? Umatza, evan achas mitsuyenes. What if you find one stone in the middle of nowhere? That's mitsuyan. What do you mean mitsuyan? It has lime poured over it. That's how they used to be mitsayin kvaris. They had a certain type of lime. So you see this in the halacha. So if you find one in the middle of nowhere, you have to assume that's right, that is right on top of the mace. Ava bishin mekayim in kain, even though we don't usually leave it like this. Hamahil aleha tamei. If somebody's mahil on that one tameh, ani omer mace mitsuyan v'hayanosin tachteh. We assume a mace is under it. Hayushtayim. If there are two a little bit away from each other, then hamalil alein tahar. Then on top of them is okay because you don't assume the kever is under them. Ubenei tameh. You assume why they put two because in between is the kever. Right, like that, like Bizman Azeh, generally, when we have a matseva, we have two on the edge and the stone slab in the middle connecting the two. Because they are the maces in the middle. Im haya choresh bein tayim, but if between these two it was plowed in between, there's like a field in between them. Harinki yichidios, that they treat them as individuals. Beinei and tahar, between them is tar. The next word is taken out. So you're saying, and you, the girsa we have is al gabehen tame. So you treat them as individuals. Period. Let's just finish and then we'll comment. Tani ein mitzayin ala basar. If you just find a piece of flesh, then you're not mitzayin on that. Why? Because it's going to disintegrate soon. Shema nis'achel ha-basar. So you're going to put a sign up, and then the basar is going to be nis'achel, is going to disintegrate in a few weeks, in a few years, and then what's going to happen though? You're going to still have the marker for tamei. So if somebody brings truma there, they're going to end up burning the truma. It's terrible, because there's no matuma there. That's why if it's just basar, you don't put a marker. Rabbi Yosta b'she bar shunam ba'a kume Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Yosa asked in front of Rabbi Mana for 1 minute. What about until the time it's the Zachel? Right now, there is Tumah there. There is flesh there the next couple of weeks. So, alright, if you don't put something there, and then there's Trumah, the person's going to end up eating Trumah. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, sounds like a very important Lashon L'Halacha to see if Poskim use this. Mutav, she's Kalkulu Bo L'Sha'a, Vayis Kalkulu Bo L'Olam. It's better to mess up a few people in the short run than to mess up everybody forever in the long run. Meaning for a couple of weeks, you're right. People are going to be messed up and something's going to be tameh even though they're not going to know it. But what's the other side? The other side is for the next 500 years to have a matseva there when there shouldn't be a matseva there? That's much worse. So that's why the Gemara says mutav is better to have a short-term problem than the long-term. Okay. I think it's called the mitzvah of Avera. You're trying to do a mitzvah here now to solve Klal Yisrael. You're not doing an Avera. There's a chance that something might happen, but you're not mamish doing an Avera. Mitzvah of Avera is only where you're doing an actual lifteiv. I'm saying, but it's only that way you're actually assisting at somebody. You don't know if somebody's going to come here. Okay. You don't know if somebody's going to come here, so that's not the context that's normally done. Okay, two other ha'aras. That is number one, the fact that there are psukim quoted here, and put this on the list, of Rabbi Yosef Engel's Siyag D'Oraisa. Again, there aren't psukim from the Torah. The first one is a pasuk from the Torah quoted. But we know the Rabbi Yosef Engel has come up many times. There are sometimes, even though normally Siyagim are Durabanan, fence laws on a rabbinic level, but sometimes you have them on a D'Oraisa level. He quotes about 15, and there's about another 15, 20 that he doesn't quote. In Halacha, he quotes a number of the famous ones in Lekach Tov, in Klal Ches, the Ran in the first page of Maseches Psachim that discusses the Isra of Al Yura by Yimatzeh. You're not allowed to even have chametz in your house because you might come to eat it, but it's Asa Daraisa. Isurim of Yichud, Isurim of Negia that are Asa Daraisa so that you don't come to something worse. The Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, discusses the Isra of cooking Basar B'chalav. Is a Syag Daraisa for eating Basar B'chalav. We have many other examples of a Syag Daraisa, but this would go on the list. A Syag Daraisa. You have a Daraisa. Tameh Tameh Yikra. To put up a marker so that Kohanim do not come close. Again, there are many others as well in terms of Syag Daraisa. Even just, we just did a mitzvah shir in Parshas Re'eh. Maybe the Sefer Chinuch has a lashon that Shmitas Ksafim. Letting loans be forgiven after the Shemitah year, so we know the end of the Shemitah year, Shvias is Mishametas Labasov, the end of the Shemitah year, we let loans be forgiven, we have to, it's a mitzvah daraisa, and it's an isser daraisa to go collect. The Chinuch in one line says, it's a syag daraisa that if you know that even money that you're supposed to get has to be forgiven, then surely you're not going to go take somebody else's money. It's a syag daraisa of Gezel. Says the Sefer Chinuch, it'll condition us not to think of anybody else's money. Okay. Anyway, one other important halachic discussion that we have to have here, and that is we're talking about siyunim on kvaris. Does this only apply to Jewish kvaris? What about non-Jewish kvaris? Our nekivrei akum metame. That is a major machlokas rishonim. Three shitas in the rishonim. If you look in the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel that kivrei akim are metame b'magu b'masa b'napa ohel. That's the Rambam Shita. I mean, I'm not allowed to touch a Kever Akum. I'm not allowed to carry a Mace Akum. But to be in the same OL, that's okay. So if there's a skull in a museum of an Akum, a Kohen, according to the Rambam, is allowed to go in there. He's just not allowed to be touch it. Magun Masa, but not OL. That's the Rambam says both in Hilchos Tumas Mace and in Hilchos Avel. If it's a non-Jewish cemetery, the Rambam would say you're allowed to go in. That is the Rambam Shita. The problem is that's not everybody's Shita. Baalei Tosfos in Yevamos and elsewhere say no. We're machmir, it's a machlokas tanoim, but we're machmir like the Shita of the Tanoim that say kivrei akum are metame ba'ohel. So machlokas tanoim, Rabbeinu Tam Paskins, same thing as Jews. There might be slight differences, but kivrei akum are metame ba'ohel according to Baalei Tosfos. That's the more machmir Shita. Then on the Mekel side, you have the Shita of the Yireim. Now, Gosamonios here quotes the Shita of the Yireim in Hilchos Avel, Paragimel, Halacha Gimel, where he quotes that maybe they're even not Metame Magan Masa. That's the most Mekel Shita, the Shita of the Yireim. So, Machlokas, who do we paskin like? What do we paskin like? The Shulchan Aruch holds, you know, obviously, you know, the Shulchan Aruch is a Rambam man, usually. So you would think he would say that like the Rambam. But here he is Machmir against the Rambam, at least in formulation. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Shinai and Beis, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, Nachon Li Zahir HaKohen Milelech Aleihem. It's better to be Zahir, not to go on them. Meaning the Rambam says, any Kvaris, even non-Jewish Kvaris, a Kohen Lechadu, we pass like Tosfos, Lechadchila. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Lechadchila, we pass like, Meikra did, it sounds like the Rambam, because he says, Nachon Li Zahir, it doesn't say Aser. Let's say, oh, sir, but lechadchila we pass my tosfos, and therefore, right, somebody once told me that he had the shiloh one time of a dentist in his community that had a skull with teeth in his office. Kohanim can't go to that dentist unless you get rid of it, right? Lechadchila, because they can't. That's kivrei akum. That's the shulchan aruch. Nachin lizor. Then the Rama says, afal pi sheyesh mekilin, even though there are mekilin, and in parentheses, Rambam and Yireim, they're not makel the same way. The Rambam says, okay, I'm make up by Tumas Oel. The Yireim is make up by everything. But even though there are Mekilim, says the Ramah, Nachon Lahachmir. So it's both the Machaber and the Ramah that are Machmir Lechatchila. There are cases, the Pesachei Tshuva here, as he always does, quotes fascinating cases of the Akronim from the Chassam Sofer, from the Behuda, where there are Tzrachim of a certain person is sick and he needs some type of refuah from a mace. You know, is there any way for a Kohen to get that? So they talk about different kulas. Could you rely on the Yireim in any type of circumstance? But again, this is part of the issue of Kohenim going to medical school. Again, this is the major issue of Kohenim going to medical school. And even if you're a positive like the Yireim, but anatomy, vechulu. But again, that's a big shiloh. Viter. Says the next Mishnah. or in the next Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barishona Haya Okrin Umashlicha Lifnayan. Originally, when they used to go out, as we mentioned, they originally announced about Kilayim to uproot it. But when people, you know, didn't do it themselves, then Beis Din themselves went out and took it into their own hands. So originally, they used to go to the people's fields, just uproot the Kilayim themselves and throw it in front of them. Umashlicha Lifnayan. Misha Rabu Ovre Aveira. But once the Ovre Aveira became great, meaning people were very happy, as we'll see, that Beis Din did this for them. Hayamashlicha Lidrach, and he used to throw it out to the street, not right in front of them. And Hiskinu, Shimafkirin is called Asada. And stage three, they said, you know what? They made the whole Sada Hefker. Right? They said, you know, it's because any other way is giving benefit to the person. What do you mean? So the Gemara explains. Amar Yehuda v'chulu, Tani. Amar Yehuda, Barishona, Yaokran, and Mashlicha Lefneim. Originally, they used to rip off the Kilayim and just throw it in front of them. Vahyu Smech and Shnei Smachos. But everybody was very happy. Acha Shahayu Menachshin Sadosehen. Number one, they got their fields weeded. The Acha Shahayu Nenim and Akilayim. And number two, they got Hana, meaning they gave their Kilayim to their animals. Remember, only Kilai HaKerem is Asur Bahana. All other types of Kilayim, Kilai Zroyim, Kilai Tfu is Mutar Bahana, which is Asur to do. Only Kilai HaKerem is Asur Bahana. And Shatnez is Asur Lilbosh. But the other Kilayim, you're allowed to get benefit from. Right? A mule, right, is Kilayim. You're allowed to get benefit from it. You're just not allowed to create it. So, they used to get benefit. Misha Rabu Ovre Aveira. Once the Ovre Aveira were, right, many. Hayumashlichin Aladracha. They didn't want to give the benefit to them, so they threw it out to the street. But they still were happy. Because at least they got their field weeded. So they said, you know what? They're mafka the whole sada. Fine. Says the Gemara. Shas topic. Minayin.
What
is
exactly
the
Avera? Because clearly they knew they weren't going
to have the Avera was that they were allowing their Kilayim to grow. We mentioned yesterday that the Isra of Kilayim is not automatic, but it's with the Ratzon Bailam letting it grow. They're violating the Isra of Kilayim. So that's why Beis Din says we got to take the law into our own hands. That's the Aveir. Minai, so Beis Din's mafker the whole field ultimately. Minai, Shehefker, Beis Din, Hefker. How do we know Beis Din can do this? Shas topic. How do we know Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker? That Beis Din is in control of the monetary issues of Klal Yisrael. Dichsif. One pasuk is quoted here. If you look in Bavli, Gittin Lamed Vav, two pasukim are quoted. But here one of them is quoted from Ezra. Ezra says, if anybody doesn't come here in 3 days, right, he was going to get everybody to divorce their non-Jewish wives. Yacharam kol rechusho, if they don't come, all of their rechush is Hefker. V'huyi badel mikala gola, and he will be separate from the rest of the Jews. So you see, he can be mafkir. If you look in the other source in quoted in Gittin Lamed Vav, the Akrona point out that the difference between the sources is this source just tells you they can be mafkir. There's another source that says he can also be makne. They can not only take it away from you, but they can give it to somebody else. That's the koch of Hefker, Beis Din Hefker. And they make it really Hefker, and the Gemara says, Minayishi Peturman Amaizros. How do I know that it's so Hefker that it's really halachically Hefker? That it's either Pater from Chubas and Maizros? Is it really that Hefker? So the Gemara says yes. Two tries. Try number one. Rabbi Yonasan, Bered Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Acha. Shema Laminada. Learn it from the following. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin. Ema Abredes Hashana. It's quoted in Sanhedrin. Ema Abredes Hashana lo b'shvias lo b'motzoi shvias. We don't add on a month. We don't add on an extra month during Shemitah year or during the year after Shemitah. Right? Not a good idea. V'imibru ha'rezu mubaris. But if you did it, it works. If you did it, it works. The chodesh echad shehu mosif, and after all, the extra month that you add, shelo pater mimaisrasu, aren't they pater from maisrasu? So you see, the rabbis added a month, and they made everybody's fields hefker. As we know, during Shemitah, your fields are hefker. So then the rabbis do this, and so too here, that's hefker, bezen hefker, and it's pater from maisrasu. So the Gemara, before the Gemara rejects that proof, the Gemara just goes into the brisa a little bit. Ad kod shvius. I understand why during Shemitah year, you're not going to add on an extra month, because it's hard. It's hard to have another year where it's fallow. Motzoi Shvius Mai. Why the year after Shemitah shouldn't you add on a month? Amar Rabbi Avun Barbun, Shalom Rabos Beser Chadosh. Because still they can't eat from the new grain until after the second day of Nisan. And you're going to give them an extra month now before they're going to be able to partake. And before it's all going to become Yashan. So that's why we don't add on an extra month then. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Hadad Da'at Amar, all this is true, Ad Shelo Hita Rebbe, Lo Havi Yerek Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz, before Rebbe allowed them to import from Chutz La'aretz. That's when you can't add on, because you need to eat during Shemitah and after Shemitah. Once imports were allowed, then it's not so bad. That's not so bad. And that's why the last Shemitah cycle, I think, was in Hebrew Yarek, Shana Mubaris. Right? It comes out sometimes. Comes out sometimes. Maybe that's it, because Rebbe allows imports now. Tadi Imabra Vechulu, Am Rebbe Mana, Hadada Atamar. Also, this is only said Barishona, Shahayu Ashanim Kitiknon. This is only when the produce all grew on time, and everything you needed, you know, you wanted to partake of it, and you, the extra month would delay your eating it. Avalachshav She'ein Ashanim Kitikna. But now, the stuff grows late anyway. So, adding on a month after Shemitah is not such a big deal. He shvias yishar shnei shavua, then the Shemitah year, the year after Shemitah year, all this doesn't apply. Tani shabbos ring amliel, ibru b'motzi shvias biyad. Right? They added on a month right away. Either way, that was all derech agav. Now we're going back to what we said before. That isn't this a raya that hefker bezin hefker creates real hefker and even punter from Isris. Right? Because you see from here, they added on a month and that's the rabbis doing it, isn't it? So says the Gemara, no raya. Amar Rebbe Avun in min hada. If you want to bring a raya from this, less at shma mina klum. You can't prove anything from the adding on a month. Why? Because that's a din d'oraisa. Shamaris chodesh aviv. Shomreu sheyaviu bechidusho. We know that the Rabbanan have the power to add on a month, but that's the koach of the Torah allowing them to add on a month to make sure that the holidays are in the proper seasons. So you can't compare that hefker to when the Rabbanan make up their own decision to be mafkir. Maybe only in the first one is it hefker, mamish, daraisa, and there's a patur maestros. Masha'ekin in the second one. So that's not a raya. So we have to try another raya to figure out how do you know hefker. Just even before we turn, there's a beautiful thought that the Dvar Avram has in terms of hefker, bezin, hefker. That koach, bezdin has two kochos. Number one, paskening shilas, but then there's a totally different koach. Bezdin can act like the melech. Just like the melech could do what's good for Am Yisrael, and he could build a highway through my backyard if it's for the tzarech of the rabbim, Bezdin all has that authority. Right at the beginning of the Dvar Avram, Simon Beis, Simon Aleph Os Beis, V'sfira le'dlo nemer halacha zu al Bezdin shal Yisrael betur Bezdin, elo betur srara u'mem shala. Shahari sarim u'zakenim k'sivi bikra. So that's what he bases it on the Rabbeinu Yonah Maseches Sanhedrin. He says, "Aval legabi in Yoni nesius umalchus vehefker rosh goli." He talks about it. He says that's, you have to realize that Bezdin has two different powers. That's the yesod here. Bezdin for the social needs of Klal Yisrael, they're also involved in making laws like that, and that's where hefker bezdin hefker comes from. Okay, I'm going to have time to go through it more, but that's the Dvar Avram in the beginning of his sefer. So I'm saying so. The Vilchatchila is Eba Abre because of Shemitah and other issues, right? They have the power to do it, but there's even though they might say to for the need of having Pesach in the right season, that's one. But the financial, you know, basic necessities of Klal Yisrael, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it if they did it, and maybe there was counter pressure. It wasn't so clear. It works, but it wasn't generally done. So let's try this one. What's the following makar? Godish lulukatachta. The Mishnah says it besakas peya. If I have a big pile of grain that, when I made the pile in my field, I didn't make sure that the leket, which was the things that fell down that should go to the aniyim, I didn't make sure that there was none on the floor. So it could be that this is all my pile, but there was some leket on the floor that belongs to the poor people. So I'm basically stealing from the poor people. I was irresponsible. So what's the halacha? The entire bottom layer goes to the poor. That's it. Right? You weren't responsible. The entire bottom layer goes to the poor. Rabbi Ami says, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rish Lakish says, D'beishamahi. No, that mission is only following the opinion of Beishamai, who holds Hefker la'aniyim have Hefker. Beishamai says, there in the Mishnah, elsewhere, that if you're mafkir just to a certain population, it works. That's Beis Shamashita. De'ika Beis Hillel, aniyim ochlenu ma'aser. Because if it's Beis Hillel, then you don't have that power. So it's really not hefker that aniyim can take it, but they'll have to take off ma'aseres. That's the first day. But va'amar le Reb Yosi, but Reb Yosi argues. Reb Yosi says, no, even Beis Hillel would agree here. Shamanu shehi patur mi ma'aser divrei hakol. Mishum knasa. It's a knas. Meaning, you are irresponsible. The entire letter goes to that aniyim, and they will be patur from ma'aseres. That's the makar. There you see Hefker, Bezin, Hesker in action, and it even gives you a patur from from Isris. Good.
Beishamai
would hope, right? Beishamai would not say the knas, the mechanism. Well, according to Beishamai, you wouldn't need the knas. Beishamai, Hefker Laniyim works. Just like Hefker Laniyim. According to Beishil, well, you have to use the knas, even though it goes against normal halachic mechanisms. Says the Mishnah. B'chamisha serbo, also on the 15th. Now getting back to Shkolim, what our Masechta is about. On the 15th, Shulchanos HaYosha B'Medina, the money changers used to sit in the Medina, ready to take the Shkolim and to give you change. They used to sit in the Medina. B'chaf Hei, on the 25th, they want to make sure that you realize it's a little more serious. Yashu B'Mikdash, they went into the Mikdash to sit. And once they went into the base of Mikdash, they started sending out messengers in order to be mashkein, in order to take collaterals, to take, make sure people give. You're not giving, so we're going to take your chair. We're going to take something until you give. The Ben Chaschinuch discusses in the mitzvah Kufhei, the mitzvah of Matzah Shekel, what, is this a real shibud? Is this a real chov that we all have, Takarish Baruch Hu, Machzah Shekel, or is it something different? Is it a real personal chov or not? So he has nafkaminas related. What if he's not there? You know, it's different nafkaminas in terms of how you look at this chov. Esmi Mashkenin, Levim Yisraelim, V'geirim, V'avadim Mishachrarim, Avalon, Hashim, V'avadim Muktanim. Not women, Avadim Muktanim. We'll have to see why women might be pturos from this. That'll be better in the next Mishnah. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And if a katan ever, what the father gave for the katan, what does katan here mean? Pasha doesn't mean katan, less than 13, let's say between 13 and 20, as we'll see in the Gemara. Because 20 years old, according to many Rishonim, is when it starts, as we saw in the Sefer Achinuch and Rashi. So any katan that the father started to give on his behalf, Shemin Oposek, he still has to give. Not that that's going to be counted for the census, because for the census it's 20 and up, but it'll be used for the tzarchim of the tzarchim of the karbanos. So one has to be sure that not every machzah shekel was used for the census, because sometimes people who were potur gave, as we'll see, to machzah shekel. Ein mamashkin is a kohanim mebnei darki shalom, but we're not mamashki kohanim darki shalom. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. We're not mamashki kohanim. Amr Reb Yehuda Hayed ben Buchri biyavne kol kohen shechot aleinu chote. Ben Buchri says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that any Kohen that gives is not a sinner, meaning he's allowed to. He doesn't have to, but he's allowed to. That's the Tana Kama. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, no, lo, ella, ki, lo, ki, ella, kol, Kohen, she'eino, shokel, chote. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, you have to give. Right, he was the one that said to go to Yavne, right? So he's arguing on the Ben Buchri in Yavne, right? He said, of course you have to give. Kohanim are also mechuyevim. Ella shakohanim darshim mikra zel atzman. But the Kohanim inappropriately darshin the following pasuk. V'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo seyachel. As we know, every korban mincha, usually the kmitza is burned and the rest is eaten by Kohanim. But if a Kohen brings a korban mincha, so then it's totally burned. So the Kohanim used to say to themselves, well, this money is being used for items that we eat. If we're going to eat the lechem apanim, so we're going to pay for it, but it must be that we shouldn't have to pay for it. Because if we eat it, because if we give to it, then it's going to be considered a minchas kohen, and therefore we shouldn't eat it. But we do eat it, so it must be we don't have to give the machzah shekel. That's what the svara that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that they use, which is inappropriate. Even before just we do the Gemara, there is a machlokes that appears here and elsewhere, and that is whenever the words Medina and Mikdash are used, there is a machlokes Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam says in Mesechas Rosh Hashanah and Mesechas Vayisur Sheni, Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. That's Mikdash. Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. And Rashi and Tosas and everybody else says no. Mikdash means Mikdash, Medina means Medina. This was the basis. This Rambam is the basis, one of the bases for the controversy that took place in the 1850s about blowing shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Because according to the Rambam, you could blow shofar, that first mission, the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, you could blow shofar in all of Yerushalayim. B'makam she'ish bezdin, if you get all of the greatest rabbis of the generation. But that's the Rambam Shita. So the problem was, number one, Rov Rishonim don't hold that way. And number two, how can you get all the rabbis of the generation together? Right? Not everybody agreed, so that's why you can't have Bezdin. Either way, that's, but in Machlokas, the Rambam says it in Pirush Mishnah, it's in a few places, Medina and Mikdash, that's the chilek of Yerushalayim and outside. Viter. Eva Mashkin is a Ketanim. Says the Gemara, we're not Mamashkin. We don't take from Ketanim. I hayal litvoa tovin. Well, we don't take collaterals from Ketanim, but we will be Tovea, then we will ask, Hadot the Tamar Bishay Bishay Cyrus. That's only if they brought two Cyrus. If they're 13, Avalmo, Bishay Cyrus, Lobada, But if they didn't even bring Shnei Cyrus yet, then not. And we're not mashkin even if they brought two until 20. The Tikkun Chatan explains. So once there are three levels. Before 13, nothing. 13 to 20, we ask, we suggest it, but we don't force. After 20, we force. Those are the three levels. Kani masnisan, eima mashkin is a kohanim ibn derech hakavod. And the Mishnah, when it says darki shalom, it means it's not covered to take from kohanim. Why? Number one, the Mishnah says, daraisa, be machabi them, vikidashto. And number two, explains the tiklet chadatit, because they're doing the avoda of the karbanas. So we shouldn't force them about something that has to do with the karbanas. Period. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hayed Bechulu, let's just try to finish. Amar Brechya, time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say kohanim archayiv ze yitnu? Zez Gematria 12. Yud Be Shvatim Yitnu. All 12 Shvatim. There's only two or three halachas in all the Shas that we learn from Gematria. This is one of them in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Tevi, B'shem Rav Hamnuna, came Mishim and Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbis, the Chachamim will say back to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim who say, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Kohanim are obligated. Chatas Yachid Mesa, and Chatas Sibur Mesa. A personal Chatas is possible. It's Mesa, right? The five Chatos Mesos. We have from the Halacha Moshe Misidai, if something happens to the owner. But a Chatas Sibur, let's say it belongs like the Chatas of a Musaf, is never Mesa. Right? We never let it die. Minchas Yachid Kreva Kaliol, Fein Minchas Sibur Kreva Kaliol. So we see there's a difference between a Minchas Yachid also and a Minchas Sibur. Meaning, the Kohanim have a wrong drasha. This is a Mincha of Sibur. So even if the Kohanim are involved, it could be that they could eat it. Different rules. Minchas Yachid and a Minchas Sibur. Vikasha, says the Gemara, Mishiv Elazam Adavar Shein Amodebo. Do you ask a question on somebody from something that he doesn't even hold of? Ditznan. Shein Chad Sibur Meis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamus. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even hold of that. So first of all, the question asked on him is not an appropriate question. But for who most of one, what he would answer back is, Zu lo nidvas yachidi. This is a yachid. Everybody gives their own personal, you know, shekel. The Inu Masivan land, they answer back to him, no. Kibunch and Nimsro, Litzibor, Kami, Shu nidvas Sibor. No, all of the shkalim of Klal Yisrael conglomerate and have the sum of a carbon sibur, and therefore the drasha is incorrect. So it's a machlokas tanoim whether kohanim are chayavim in machzaz shekel. Period. Ksiv kala over alav kudim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, chat amar called to over biyama yite. Anyone who went through the yam, kriyas yamsuf has to give. Interesting. What's the connection between machzaz shekel and kriyas yamsuf? But then that would include even kohanim. The charana amar, the other person called to over al pikudaya yite. Anyone that Moshe counted, and they came to Moshe to be counted, gives. Kohanim and Levim didn't come. Moshe went to their tents. So that's the Nafkamina, another machlokas, whether Kohanim would be included. Manda Amar called Avra Biyama Yitain Misaye al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Manda Amar called Avra Pikudaya Yitain Misaye al Ben Bukhri. So it's a machlokas, Tanoim, and a machlokas also here in the Gemara, whether Kohanim are Chayavos. Tomorrow we'll talk about more about the carbon Musaf. If Musaf is parallel to Kohanim, Musaf, what about women, v'chulu? We will continue with that discussion. Okay, we'll stop here.